Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. And Jay, can you please stop calling me my boo-boo? I am over it.
I was wondering when you would crack. Because...
It's cute. It's my nickname for you. You love it. I know you do.
I've been seeing Maddie, like every time you say it, he just like dies a little bit.
No, he
inside.
Doesn't. He lights up. I can see it in his eyes. It makes him feel special.
My boo boo.
Does he react differently when I'm not in the room?
Yeah, he
no,
likes
I
it.
No, I don't.
You do.
I've said multiple times.
Look
no,
at me,
no,
boo.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Boo boo say no, no. I hate nicknames. A select few people call me by a nickname, and it's not a thing.
And I feel precious that I'm in that
Boo-boo
circle.
Boo-boo is not a nickname.
It's a pretty terrible nickname,
no, it's
I reckon.
Boo-boo. Boo. I like Boo.
Boo-boo is...
It's special.
It sounds so babyish. That's the problem.
Oh, it's better than Bub. He says Bub to some of his friends. Like, come on.
They're in the same category, actually.
So I'm allowed. I think my nickname is equivalent to Brooklyn and Bub.
Yep. No, it's not. It's a new addition. And I'm sorry, my friends in our friendship circle, we call each other Bub. Hey, Bub, how you going? But it's been like that for years.
Yeah.
Years and years.
And we're starting a new dynasty.
It takes a long time, Jade. No.
A dynasty.
It's okay, boo-boo.
Oh! Oh, you're just terrible, Jay.
You know what? You're going to wear him down.
I know. He likes it. I know deep down you do.
Yeah.
Jade knows what you like more than you do. Don't forget that, Maddie.
That's true, boo.
Very exciting for us today, though. We're off to Sticks Brewery, local brewery.
So
here in
exciting.
Town.
And I love Carrington. It's out there and they do tasting. So you got to book an appointment.
Out there?
But. It's really cool.
Oh, I see what you did
there.
We've
got to go over a bridge. I know it's still close to everything, but
I'll say.
To me, it's just like, you know, it's where all the ships go, you know. And they pull up out there at Carrington.
And what do the noise again?
That'd be good. Our own beer, and the Novo's Flood Relief beer.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. My party is this weekend.
Yes. You've been texting madly.
Yes. I've got so much planned for my 30th birthday. Well, it's actually 31.
I'm happy to take you shopping on Friday, and preferably let's try to do all the big things on Friday because we don't want to be running around losing our heads on Saturday.
It's day off Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. 4 days.
Oh, actually everything's closed on Friday.
Oh, you
so
make a great point.
You actually, Thursday. We're going to be.
Saturday, Jade, but helium balloons don't last 4 days, doll. Just
that's fine,
telling you.
But we're going to be up early on Saturday because we're going to be going around so many places.
Jade's most excited to hang out with my friend Lee's Chihuahua.
Shotzi.
You've kind of been jealous of Shotzi and all of the freebies she's been
and the
getting.
And the attention
I'm
that's been
jealous.
Adored upon
I'm
Shotzi.
Actually very proud of Lee. He's actually stepped up to the plate and become a very good Chihuahua daddy.
You think so?
I think so.
I thought what we'd do, just something different. Call Lee.
Good.
And I want to talk about because you keep bugging him for his dog.
Yeah, I do.
And I think it's a little... He doesn't want to let you go near the dog, to be honest. I think we need to sort this out.
Okay.
How dare he? Just saying.
You and Crevo both said that Lee's dog, Chatsy, has worms.
Well, it just looked like
it. It looked like it.
I don't think he'll answer. He never does.
Calling it our private number, so...
Please leave your name, number, and a brief message at the tone. Thank you.
Hi, Lee. It's Jade. I'm, you know, Maddie's bestie in Newcastle. So I just wanted to let you know that I've got Shotzi a bed and a bowl at my place ready for the weekend getaway she's going to have with Myrtle, Ruben, and Coco. Call me back when you can and we'll chat logistics. Okay, bye, Lee.
See, now, Lee, Jade says that, but she has no power over your dog. You do what you want with your dog. It's your dog. That's what I say.
You're going to create it. It's going to go mental if you don't have anxiety.
Oh, he said call again. He just messaged me.
Oh, okay. Let's try him again. Now he'll hear that message now.
He's got to be careful. Separation anxiety is a thing with animals. If he spends all his time with Shartzy at home because he works from home, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, he obviously.
He'll create a demon.
You think so?
No, it'll be fine.
I love that you're just giving advice out, Jade. You should become a dog trainer if you're so good.
Well, I actually was going
to... You should do the course, Jade.
No, you know what I actually genuinely wanted to get into at once? Do you even know your number?
Your call could not be connected. Please check the number. I hate this new technology.
It's too new and fancy, isn't it?
God, you're becoming more and more like me every day.
What do you mean? No, I'm not.
I hate technology.
That is true. I am.
You guys even ate the same thing for lunch yesterday.
We did.
You are becoming more and more similar. I'm noticing little things now, actually, now you mention it, Jay.
Hello, Lee. How are you?
Good.
So we're just chatting about the party on the weekend.
You've got the whole gang.
Yeah. We're all here.
Well, okay. Don't be worried.
No.
Jade has been a pest, I think we can all agree.
Absolutely.
Lee.
I mean, oh, no, she hasn't.
I just wanted to, like, clear the air before the party because... You think, Jade, because you own three chihuahuas, that you are somehow the queen of everything when it comes to dogs.
Yeah.
And she's been judging how you've been, over-loving Chatsy. So
no,
tell
no,
us.
No, 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 no,
go
no.
on.
Oh, say
Lee,
it then.
I actually commended you. I said, you have actually impressed me and you've stepped up to the plate and become a really good chihuahua daddy. And
fur daddy, isn't it?
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? You're doing really good there. But I did say you may be creating a little demon because you work from home.
She is an angel. She loves me.
No. I know she does, but she might end up loving you too much and she'll develop separation anxiety issues.
She can never love me too much. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, we're going to have a problem.
Like, I literally play two become one every day and just stare at her. We're in love.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's sweet.
What's the longest you've been away from Shartzy since you bought Shartzy?
5 hours.
And so not long.
And I have like a camera on her so I can like watch her remotely. And I can also talk to her through it as well, which is good. So I can be like, oh, calm down. It's okay. And I've got a Spotify playlist that plays for her so she calms down.
What I really love, so many people are competing with you and you're just doing your thing with her. Like our friend Damien has the Pomeranian.
Yeah.
He's competing for the likes on Instagram.
Look, Lee's, it's not my fault my dog's so popular.
Lee's smashing it on TikTok.
I love Shartzy.
You had a go at Lee, though, about because you have an Instagram page for your dogs.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, I've got 1,500. He's got a long way to go. Yes.
Look, I'm approaching hotels for deals now. You know... The sky's the limit. So.
No, you're doing well. Honestly, I give you credit. It is hard running a dog's Instagram page and TikTok. I haven't got my dogs a TikTok, but...
I know, just the casual 13,000 followers, but, you know, who's counting?
Yeah.
Wow, you're smashing it, man.
Yeah, like, no, you're doing well.
Next
you're doing
stop's
good.
A recording deal and a 360 deal to do, like, advertising.
I know. Well, I've actually just been Googling pet agents. So, just to see if I can get her out there, you know.
May
next
as well, man.
Vogue.
Can
yeah.
I please
get
ask
yourself
you?
A Bentley.
Can I ask if you do get a lot of freebies coming your way and
here
you,
it is.
Here we
can
go.
I please send you my address and I'll take any of the clothes that you won't use again for Shartzy for my chichis?
Look, I'm going to say yes, but I wouldn't be waiting at the letterbox. So.
Do you know,
You never know, because honestly, you will end up getting a lot of stuff.
I know how you operate, because I was over Jade's house the other day, Lee. I think I told you, and she gave me like four really mini tennis balls. She's like, give these to Lee. You're just giving Lee the shitty little balls
to sweeten him up.
They're not shitty balls. Actually, that was not my intention. I just thought my Chi-Chis don't like the tennis balls. I thought Shartzy might like them.
Yeah, she loves tennis balls. But we're talking about freebie and clothes and stuff. I'm not getting free clothes yet, and I'm dropping like $50 per item on clothes at the moment.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
That's big money, man.
But designer.
Just saying, though, on Saturday, can I please be Shartzy's like fill-in? So if you have to go to the bathroom, stuff like that, I take control?
Yeah, and she's banned from the balcony because I don't want her to plummet to her death. So,
well, I told Matthew that. I said, Maddie, I said, you need to make sure that the balcony's puppy-proof and Shartzy can't
than welcome to pay to do that, doll. Just saying.
I'm bringing her crate up with me so she can stay in that a lot of the time as well. She's actually quite content being in her crate.
Give her a little plug, Lee, because we do have people that listen to this.
Oh, yeah, so follow Shartzy the Chi on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, every platform.
So it's Shartzie, yeah?
Yes. That's German for sweetheart. Such
a cute name when you hear that.
If you ever do need to babysit, if you have to go overseas for work
or
something.
I'll just drive 2.5 hours to drop her off.
Fly out of Newcastle. I'm just saying, though, because I understand chihuahuas. It takes a special person to look after
a
chihuahua.
What? She's got dye in her hair at the moment, but there is some grey under there. She's basically Cruella de Vil. Don't give her your gloves.
You'll come back and Jade will be like, oh, a lovely set of gloves I've made.
No.
Well, you guys will meet on the weekend. It'll be great.
I'm so excited. Yeah,
see you then, that's man.
All. Cool.
See you, doll.
Bye, Shartzy.
Look at that. Jade worming up to Lee.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Here's a couple of free tennis balls.
I didn't say
you. Can I have your freebies?
Can I have all your off-cast freebies?
Well, yeah.
I feel like
the worlds are colliding in my life.
Yeah, I know.
And it's warming it up, lubing the whole situation, ready to go.
This is a big weekend for you in colliding worlds, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. A lot of your, new friends meeting old friends and stuff like that.
I am into it. I think it's great. It's good.
I can't wait.
Glitter.
Oh, well, there we go. I'm over 2 hours now. I regret doing that.
Yeah, the best
it was
friend.
Great. It was a great chat.
Chi-chis. Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Actually, like us to be on telly. I think we'd be quite entertaining.
No. Yeah, I mean, off you go.
Hair and makeup every day.
As if you're not coming for a massive paycheck and a Range Rover.
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Morning, team. How are we?
Great.
Short week. Good. It's technically Wednesday.
You've said that every morning so far.
Technically I'm so excited. Isn't.
You're a record on repeat.
I had a picture fall off the wall last night. Not yours, Jackson, thank God, because I love that, but it was my housemate Lizzie's picture. And I said to Jade in the car this morning, I was like, what does it mean if a picture falls off the wall?
Well, I Googled it as well. This apparently is what I was going to tell you about.
Apparently it's foretelling a death.
No, I'm going to say it's foretelling you didn't use enough of those 3M hooks. Which hook? Did you use the cheap brand? Or
no, 3M? I got the good one. But
you need probably two.
Yeah, I used one.
Yeah.
They hold 500 grams, one hook. But this picture has gloves.
Oh, you get the bigger hooks, the 1.2 kilo, and like two or three.
You're going to have to replace it because it's your fault. Because you didn't hang it properly.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's only the glass. I mean, maybe, what a pain in the ass. I think it's the sentimental picture as well.
Oh, anyway. Not ideal.
Oh my God, we just think alike, because I was going to tell you what it meant.
Oh, you guys are like two peas in a pod.
We really are. We're really forging as one.
Yeah, it's great to see.
Concerning,
actually,
really.
Did either of you see what I sent you in our group last night on Facebook?
There's so many things. What was it? Just remind me.
I discovered rings that we can get our faces printed on.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And I thought
that.
We could do it as, like, prizes on the show.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Unsure. That's I'm a little unsure. Bit weird. It's a little bit... It feels a bit like a cult. That was my only concern. Yeah, like that, I was like, look, the technology looks really cool.
Yeah, but they print it really well.
Feels a bit cultish.
Jay, just buy one for yourself.
Yeah, yeah I know, of your I know. Own face. That would be good.
I know.
Look, it's me. Only me.
Very lucky, Creevo, because we have another story on the show this week, right now, about rats.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Love a rat story.
We do. Over in India, obviously, they're certain states in India, you're not allowed to, like, sell alcohol. Just, it has to be, like, a government store,
yeah,
basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some states. They've seized a bunch of illegal alcohol, but it's suddenly gone missing, right? Apparently due to rats. I'll get into all the details. Some of their claims are outrageous.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Story out of India this morning where a bunch of rats have been blamed for the theft of some alcohol. So this is the police station in a place called Kotwali Dehat, which is yes. A local cop shop over there.
It's like the Mount Thomas of India. Well, missing grog, what's next?
Well, I thought maybe this would be like a dozen bottles or something like that that they'd taken. But over there, apparently bootleg alcohol is a big thing, right?
Yeah.
So the cops are always confiscating it and then they lock it away and it has to be destroyed, right?
Question, are they like the American versions of alcohol, do you think?
What
like,
do you mean?
Over in India? You've been there, Creevo, yeah. Have you?
No, no, I flew. No, technically
like
no.
Absolute, Jim Beam,
yeah, so
Jack Daniels.
Some states, yeah. It's like tax free, and it's like Miami, but in India. And then in other states, it's like banned or really
yeah,
hard
right.
to buy. You have to go to like a government store. It's really like varied depending on where you are in the country.
So hold on, is this a religious thing or is this just a government?
It's local, like local state governments doing their thing. But there is like heaps of different religions in India, so they're like. Some states might be heavily in one religion, so they're like, no alcohol, or it's hard to buy, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so they've confiscated, in this situation, 1,400 cartons of hard liquor. So we are talking a big, big haul.
Yeah.
Now, they took it down the cop shop, they locked it in this, like, evidence stronghold, and then it went missing, and they're blaming rats for taking, stealing, and drinking it all.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? But
I mean,
genius in a way, because
like how many rats but, would it take?
Do you know what I love? The fact it's just like us, right? It's like the boss got like a whole heap of booze in his office, and we went in there and we took it all, and then. Because the three of us agreed, we need to blame someone. We go, what about the rats in the building?
Yeah.
We'll just blame the rats, guys.
Oh, they've taken the Tim Tams again.
And because there's three of us saying it, they have to believe it.
Well, there's no one else to say the contrary.
That was
no.
me taking the wine. And the Tim Tams.
Shh, don't dub yourself in. I was doing a hypothetical.
Right. This is what I also love, because they've tried to, like, create some evidence around it too, because they have, like, a diary at the police station where you write down little incidents
yeah.
and stuff. And they said, on this day, 239 cartons have been damaged by rats. And then another day, 640 cartons. So they've tried to, like, mention it as if these are actual incidents that are happening.
I love that these super rats can eat through glass bottles.
Well, that's what's quite incredible, really. And then I started...
And not spill anything either.
No, they seem to take the whole lot, including the bottle, which is weird.
Just saying, right? We think the rats are the masterminds in this situation, right? So there may be the Lord Rat, sort of like the guy, the Lord Rat Ninja that trained the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
But what
Splinter.
If... Splinter. Yes, Splinter. For him. But just on another theory, if it's not Splinter, you know, based on a real-life character, could be just a real genius pet trainer that's trained all these rats to do it. Imagine them carrying the bottles on their backs.
You know what? I like the idea that it's like a big, like super rat, king rat king underneath. Rat. Do you think he wears? Do you think he wears like a ratty old dressing gown, like Splinter as well?
Yeah,
or like a turban.
I started looking into this though. Yeah. And apparently it's been happening before. So back in 2018, another area, they blamed rats for stealing 1,000 litres of liquor. And then back in 2017, they blamed rats for the disappearance of, wait for it, 900,000 litres of stolen illegal alcohol.
That's nuts, isn't it? That's, you know what, that's just dodgy police going, oh, it worked for them, we'll try it too.
I'm not saying there's any kind of police corruption going on there, but, wow, there's something certainly happening.
Well, it's the rats, obviously.
So many rats.
Oh, thank you for starting our day with that story. I love that. Hey, lads versus lasses up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Looking at the leaderboard right now, lasses are still leading on 25 gold stars. Yay! The lads won yesterday. We are on 23. We need to even up the score.
No, we don't.
On offer today, we have a family pass to Mega Creatures at Hunter Valley Gardens, guys. Happening until April 25th. One guy, one girl required. The number 13 1009. Call now.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads
versus lasses.
Guy versus girl. Looking at the leaderboard now, lasses are still ahead. 25 to 23 gold stars for the lads. On offer today for the winner, we have a Mega Creatures family pass, which is happening at Hunter Valley Gardens.
Awesome.
Until April 25th, guys.
Yeah, it's time to meet our first contestant for today. Her name is Cindy. She's from Curry Curry. Has three jobs, a restaurant, newspaper delivery service, and also works for Clean Vibes, who've just had all their cans stolen. That's no good. How are you going this morning, Cindy?
Hey, Cindy.
Hello.
Hey, hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks. How are you going?
Doing good. What happened with your cans? They all got stolen.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Like, we got on the concert out there, Clean Vibes, shout out to them.
Yeah.
And someone come along and stole all the cans that they were donating to the flood victims. So,
that's awful.
Horrible.
People are grubs, aren't they?
It's pretty bad when you got to have security on your rubbish.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's no good at all.
No good, Cindy.
Well, let's try and win you this prize this morning, shall we?
Yeah, no worries.
Let's do it.
All right, question number one for you. This is multiple choice. What kind of drink is Iron Jack? Is it A, a whiskey and cola premix, B, a rum, or C, a type of beer?
C, a type of beer.
That is correct. Woo-hoo. One on the board. Well done.
Okay.
All right, number two. What is a Kamado Joe?
Kamado Joe. I'll say two.
No, they're like the barbecue smoker things.
Okay. Well, that's a mean tool.
Well, technically, but we can't give you that. All right, number three. Is Vortex 98 an unleaded fuel or a diesel?
Unleaded.
That is correct.
Yay.
Two out of three.
Good job. All right, we're going to Tim right now. He's 21 from Wall's End. He's a tyre fitter. Well, he got engaged last November, and he's getting married in 2022. Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Hey, I see you believe that we have never actually been to the moon. What's your reasoning for that?
I just like to go against people and see what they think about it.
Just because, I love that.
That's cool, man.
Jade, you're a bit unsure if we went to the moon.
I have my moments. Well, let's kick off the
Jade
first question.
Jade watches one
Tim.
YouTube video that busts open the conspiracy and she's off it.
No, it's, you know, the whole shadow issue on the moon and when the where's all the light coming from? And the shadows were going in the wrong direction.
You and Tim are a match made in heaven.
Yeah, this is great.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, let's see if Tim can take out the win, mate. Question one. Brooke and Ridge are characters on which television soap?
No clue.
That's okay. The Bold and the Beautiful. Question number two. The company Bondi Sands is most famous for making what? This is multiple choice for you. A, fake tan, B, tinted moisturiser, or C, bronze hairspray?
A.
Which, C?
A.
A?
Correct,
fake
yes.
Tan. Good job.
Well done.
Now, you need this right to go to a coin toss to
yes.
win this prize.
All right, go. Question three. Jennifer Aniston stars in the movie Marley and Me with which actor?
Oh, Marley and Me.
Bow, bow. Sorry, man.
Nah.
Nah.
Owen Wilson.
The lasses have got it this morning.
Well done.
Oh, good stuff. The luck is on your side today. You have walked away with the win. Congratulations, Cindy.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What
else? On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. Guys, we are so excited because, of course, yesterday, big announcement on the show. We are making our very own beer. We are teaming up with Six Brewery for the Novos Flood Relief Beer. Keep it right here on the show because we think we can get this off the ground before Friday. It's going to be fantastic. And every single cent that gets spent on the beer will go directly to flood relief, guys.
Yay.
So it's so good.
Yeah, really important.
I think they're $70 a case, but it's going, obviously, to such a great cause. So yeah, we're super excited.
All the money.
Beer.
Yeah, exactly right.
Which is the best bit.
Stay tuned. Beer and helping people. Yeah. Great pair.
What a combo.
I think it always goes hand in hand here in Australia.
Beer and helping people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, that's always having a bad
day.
Time. Yeah, you always take a carton of piss over, yeah. You know.
You do. And like when you were going to help me with my fence, I was going to pay you with a carton.
That's true.
This is how it is. But guys, I want to know if my brother-in-law is being a bit childish here, right? 13 10 09. Join the show anytime. Because my dad's just recently moved in, and there is a little bit of a transition going on, obviously, when someone new comes
Give
to
us
live
the
in
background.
Home.
So why has he moved
so
in?
So my nana passed away, and my dad was living with her.
Yeah.
So Nan's only been passed for about a month and a bit now, and my dad's had to move in, and my brother-in-law and my sister had just recently bought the house. So they've probably only been in it for about 2 months before.
Big house, though. Beautiful big house.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a mansion.
Yeah, it has 6 bedrooms, right? So, and then there's two bathrooms or three. But anyway, it's a big
Maybe
home.
Four.
It's a big home.
Who could count?
So, you know, they've done the right thing. They've let Dad move in. But the thing is, my brother-in-law sort of has been a little bit shitty about it because, obviously, just moved into their own place. He was excited just having their own space, which I get.
And yeah. You don't really get along with the brother-in-law, do you?
Oh, look, we...
Not a big fan.
Just, you know, questionable.
Yeah, that's code for not a big fan.
Yeah, well, just sometimes I just don't like how he reacts to things,
yeah,
I should
right.
say.
So what has your dad done?
So Dad left a chocolate kiss in the toilet. Mm. So he went to the bathroom.
What?
And he left
I've never heard it called, a skid mark called that.
Well, yeah, I was trying
chocolate
to be demure. So, like, he left a...
There's a change.
...chocolate kiss in the toilet bowl. And my brother-in-law saw it, got my sister, caused a little bit of a stir, and said, Brooke, you need to go get your dad to clean this. My sister's like, I'll just clean it. And she went to go grab the things, and he was like, no. You make your dad clean it.
Oh, he can't do that.
I just saw how rude. Like, how belittling.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you know, my dad's a grown man. Like, yeah, so he left a chocolate kiss. Maybe he didn't see it.
I don't
it.
Know. You
know what I mean?
Should clean it up. Just clean it. You got to clean your mess. Especially if you're moving into a new place. Set the ground rules early.
That's so rude. Like, do you know what? It just sends the message that he can't be comfortable in that house.
Yeah.
Like, he can't treat it as if it's his own. And when you live with somebody, that's what you need.
I don't know.
I think he is so unreasonable.
Like, paying rent. Like, all they had to do is say, Dad, just mention it to him. Not go make my dad clean it. So, on 13 10 09, I want to know, is my brother-in-law being a bit childish in this matter?
Definitely.
Could he have handled it differently?
Nice.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Is Jade's brother-in-law being childish to her father? We are he left a skitty in the toilet, right? And as you call, are calling them now, chocolate kisses.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called that before.
What an asshole. Your dad's been through a rough time.
Yeah.
He left it in the toilet. He's made your dad clean it. How awkward and uncomfortable
for
your dad.
Yeah, I just thought...
So bad.
I just think there's a better way to handle it. Like, you know, you could have... My sister was going to clean it, and then Peter stopped my sister from cleaning the toilet and said, don't you go make your dad do it.
Well,
and
look,
they did, and my sister did. I was thinking, Brooke, you just should have, like, mentioned something to Dad.
I'm going to defend your brother-in-law here because as a grown man, your dad can't be leaving skitties in the toilet, especially he's just moved into the house.
He probably just didn't look. He didn't think.
You got to set up the good habits, you know?
No, like, look, if it was the whole Easter egg, I get that. But if it's just a tiny little chocolate kiss, then what's the problem?
Yeah,
you know what
I mean?
I'm saying?
That's all it was.
Like, come on.
I just can't get over calling it all these different chocolates.
Well, anyway.
It's better than what it actually
yeah, true,
is, right?
True.
Hey, Robbie, hello.
Good morning, how are we
good
all?
Good morning, Robbie.
Hey.
We are good. Is Jade's brother-in-law in the wrong here?
Yeah, he's a skid mark himself.
Well, there you go,
I just think
Robbie.
It was really rude, Robbie. I just think my sister could have just said, hey, Dad, just next time, can you please just double-check the bowl and make sure there's no chocolate kisses left in there? Like, that would be great. Instead
yeah, exactly,
of making...
Because, Dad, my husband's been an arse about it, so can you make sure he's not an arse too much more than he is?
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, reasonable.
So rude. You should tell him, Jay.
He's a grown man. Come on. Mm. I love your dad. He seems like a beautiful man, but just clean up.
Let's go to our bloke's perspective this morning. Isaac, hello.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, brother. Tell us, is Jade's brother-in-law in the wrong, or are you a man that owns your castle, and if another man comes and dirties it, you've got to put your foot down?
No, I always clean up my mess, but... In saying that, Jade's brother-in-law is lucky that he didn't give him an upper decker because that old boy would have a few tricks up his sleeve. I'm telling you that now.
Jade's dad, a bit of a fighter, you reckon?
Yeah, so you reckon?
I reckon he's got something up his sleeve. He went in there and cleaned it, no doubt, after he got told. And I reckon he's probably thinking, you know what, you'll keep, son. You'll keep.
Okay, yeah, he's not going to forget it, hey?
Truck driver, Jade's feisty attitude.
It's got an element, your poor dad, of having to swallow his pride.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And there's nothing that tastes worse than swallowing your own pride.
Yeah, but he's moving into someone else's house. I don't know.
I just think it's wrong. You don't make someone feel... He does, too. It's not like he's living there for free.
Please.
And it's just like... Just mention it to someone. You don't go make them clean it.
Mm.
Like, fair enough, it's a child and you're teaching child habits, but come on, a grown man...
If it's happening all the time, yeah, but like not just once. Like, right. Give it a break.
Well, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how this unfolds.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what this says to me, Jade? Next time we go over to Grievo's house, let's use his bathroom.
And leave a chocolate kiss.
Easter has arrived, guys. Let's see how he feels about it then.
It doesn't bother
Your
me
nice
that
new
much
toilet.
In my house, but it's not my house. That's my point. It's their house. They own it. They make the rules.
Mm.
They've spent, like, years saving up for that thing.
True.
Like, it's your own castle.
Very good. What's the goss up next? Hello, Jackson.
Good morning.
What's your take on this?
You know what? Clean up after yourself, I think.
Thank you, Jackson. Bit of common sense.
You know, just have some politeness about
Obviously, you do that. But if you just don't... If you didn't notice, you don't go make someone clean it.
I would.
Hey, Maddie, you live in a, like, with other people at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, how do you deal with this situation? Like, do you care?
I don't care at all, but I mean, like, I just don't think it's that big a deal. Maybe, yeah, like you said, if it's happening all the time, like, sure, big deal. But, like, it was just once, like, no way, it's an overreaction.
It's bound to happen sometime, all right? Thank you, guys. What's the gossip next? What's on the way, man?
I'm going to talk about Lindsay Lohan, who I'm sure isn't cleaning up after herself in someone's bathroom. She's getting
involved.
She looks a little bit gronky, doesn't she? She's getting involved in the non-fungible token market. I'll tell you how.
I heard of this.
Yeah, also, too, Madonna is getting people hot under the collar on Instagram.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. What's she
Let's
doing?
Unpack that very soon.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No one's ever
reason! Coronavirus!
it's not meant for everybody. Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Boss.
Oh, Jackson, Lindsay Lohan, one of my favourite people of all time.
Yeah,
what's she done?
Well, she's getting involved in NFTs, which are the non-fungible tokens. So I don't know if
the digital artwork and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's doing it in the form of a song. So I don't know if you've heard this.
All you needed was me and your dreams and a lullaby.
It's called Lullaby, and she's put on her Instagram that she's about to launch the next single as an NFT in a couple of hours. So you can go to fansforever.io and you can bid for this. So this isn't the first time Lohan's got involved in cryptocurrency. So she actually sold off a Daft Punk NFT over the last couple of weeks, and they're saying that she's actually like a front runner in like the new way that these celebrities are going to utilize the currency, which is really strange.
So it's fansforever.com?
Yes, so fansforever.io
.io.
.io, I think.
Yeah.
Very clever because at the moment there's a lot of people who want to invest in these NFTs, but there's not many available big celebrities. So Flume, he sold that one for about 60 grand, like Australian artist. And then if you're a bigger celebrity at that Lindsay Lohan's level, you've got a real chance because there'd be a lot of like fans and people that know of her and want to own a piece of her.
So how cool.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you are successful in the auction and you do win the bid, is it like just owning the master to the song essentially?
Something like that.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's at. Currently, the auction has 4 days left. It's sitting at 400,710 Tron, which equals about 26 grand.
Oh, what? I was going to say, quick, let's bid, Maddie.
Probably more than what she'd make if she released it traditionally.
Yeah, that's really
she's very
true.
Smart. She's a smart businesswoman, Lindsay. She knows how to make a quick buck.
She knows how to spend it too,
I reckon. Actually not a bad song. The tagline says, coming straight from a dream, Lullaby is an exclusive collaboration between Lindsay and DJ Manuel Riva.
I like
it. And it's here to send you on a trip down memory lane and experience nostalgia all over again as you glance through the visuals. Be prepared to get lost in it for a never-before-seen experience of Lullaby. That sounds so good.
Do you know what? I don't know about you, Jackson. I get Madonna vibes from this song.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. And do you know what? Lindsay Lohan, what a boss. Everyone underrates her, I think. Mm. She's actually quite intelligent.
I wish I had money so I could buy it.
Since when do you like Lindsay, Jack?
Or NFTs?
I don't know what NFT is, but I like... But I like the song.
Where have you been for the last few minutes?
NFT is a digital currency, yeah?
No, digital art.
Non-fungible token. So
calling it digital art. It's easier. Good. Why do they confuse things with abbreviations?
You did compare to Madonna before Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. She's on Instagram, and she's getting her clothes off. I don't know if you've seen these latest photos that she's posted.
Yeah.
But, she's actually looking quite good. I will admit I have poked fun at Madonna's pufferfish-esque face before. The surgery seems to be calming down. She's healing quite well and looking good for a 62-year-old. I think you're only as old as the man you're squeezing, right? That's what they say.
Does that make her 19?
24, I think it is. But... Look, I don't know if you've heard the backlash that she's getting because this TikTok has come out and said that back in 2015, Madonna actually stole her body. Have you heard about this?
Oh, wow, no.
Okay, so when she was promoting her Rebel Heart, Madonna released all of these photos of herself looking very young, very trim, sitting in a bedroom. Apparently, she stole these photos from a Russian model from Tumblr, photoshopped her head onto this Russian model's body, which is a bit like New FM and Maddie's first promo photo. Now it's come out on TikTok and people are like, come on, Madonna. So Madonna's got a kid off to say, no, this is my body, this is what I look like.
Oh, good on her.
Do you know what? You can take offense at first to it. Like, I've experienced it, as you just mentioned, Jackson, but when you see the body that you're on is better than your own, it's okay. Like, it feels good. It does.
I think it's a compliment if someone took my body and put their head on it. But, you know, Madonna looks good for 62. Good on her for posting
herself
in.
Out there. Yeah.
I love that she gets her kit off, though, and this is the caption, right? She goes, and now for a moment of self-reflection, Madam X. I'm like, what? Self-reflect? I don't know. Here's a naked selfie of me. That's what
she does look good, you're right. She looks great, yeah. There you go. Thank you, Jackson. That was great. Bloody Madonna. Who knew? Hey, guys, news time with Maddie up next at New FM. And, guys, birthday lotto back before 8 o'clock. $400 it's worth today. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I've sort of gotten to a point where I would rather have the bush. It's animalistic, you know.
How disgusting.
This is The Novos.
New FM. Makes the
world go. Apologies for the news being so late, Maddie, today. This is what Hamish used to put up with, so you just have to get used to it sometimes.
I'm adjusting. It's fine. We'll get through it.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, 13:10:09 up next. This after an Aldi shopper was left shaken after she was told off for packing her groceries at the checkout. Now, everyone who's been to Aldi before would be familiar with this. They, like, scan all your stuff in about 8 seconds, and then you have to go pack it on the benches. That's supposed to be the rule.
Yeah. I have a total breakdown every time I go at Aldi, the big shop. I'm like, oh,
the pressure.
So daunting. I'll just pay more.
Yeah, exactly right. Go somewhere where they pack it. But this lady apparently in trouble. You can't pack your groceries here, which I think is a disgrace. Like, you should be able to pack them at the checkout. Who cares?
You reckon?
Yeah, it's fine.
What do you reckon, Maddie?
No, I think you should be able to pack them at the checkout for sure. I mean, who's got time to go to the bench?
Drive over to the bench.
That's how it is. Don't shop there if you don't like the ways. The thing is, it's almost like...
yell at a customer.
Well,
how ridiculous.
You shouldn't be... You know what? The customer's not always right. So, in this situation,
they should do the right thing.
No, they're not.
Unfortunately, they should
pick up their groceries and go to the packing bench. That's just how it is. If you can't hack it, you know.
Why should that mum who got told off be embarrassed in front of other people because the Aldi checkout operator wants to meet their quota?
I guarantee you everyone else in that line standing behind would have been cheering because that's why you shop at Aldi, because the checkout's such a quick experience.
Okay. 13:10:09. Are you Team Jade and you think this lady should have been yelled at and she should go pack her groceries on the bench? Or are you Team Maddie and you can't yell at a customer, some poor lady who's just trying to do her shopping because she wanted to pack it up in there?
Holding everyone else up.
No need.
You know, she's probably got nowhere to go, nowhere to be.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are doing a who's in the wrong, the checkout operator or the Aldi mum after the checkout operator told the Aldi mum to hurry up, pack your groceries at the bench, and I feel so sorry for her.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Look, everyone that's been to Aldi will know they zip through that stuff so quickly you feel like you're in some sort of kung fu movie. Like, how did you suddenly get all of my groceries scanned? And I didn't even have time to get my credit card out.
Yeah, it's just having respect for others in line.
It's all done. You know, holy shivers, how did that happen?
If you have a trolley and you've done a big shop and you've got all your groceries there, you quickly chuck them into your trolley and then you go to the bench and you pack.
Don't pick on some poor mum who's just trying to get, like, pack
five
a few
kids
things.
In the Tarago.
I don't care if she's a mum, if she's single, you know, if she's someone's cousin. It doesn't matter who you are, what your occupation is. It's the fact that you follow the protocol when you go shopping.
No, there's a polite way of doing it. Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am, do you mind? You're holding up the line.
Not
can you just, like, pop over there?
Her.
Yeah, like, how dare they
look,
make
I bet
her
you
an
she's probably being
her.
A drama queen and she's written to the paper because she has nothing else to do than pack slowly at a
that
checkout.
That sounds like somebody I know.
And, writing a letter or a note
of complaint.
And she's
like, oh, I got yelled at.
All right, are you Team Jade or are you Team Maddie?
And it's you, by the way.
Nadine.
Hey, Nadine.
Hello.
Hi, Team Jade, 100%.
Thank you, Nadine. Thank you.
Oh, well, tell us your reasoning. Why did this mum deserve to get yelled at?
Oh, I didn't say she deserved to get yelled at, but I'm Team Jade for
tucking
at the
bed. All right, so do you shop at Aldi, Nadine?
I shop at Aldi every week. I have got four teenagers.
Yeah.
My trolley is always chockers, and there is nothing worse than someone trying to pack their own bags at the checkout.
It's a no from you.
Good, good, Nadine.
And still somehow they scan everything in 12 seconds.
You are a perfect human in our society.
Oh, thanks, Nadine.
I love Nadine.
How does that make you feel? Jade said you're a perfect human in our society. Jeez, it's just Aldi, Jade.
No, but it's not. It's bigger than that.
It's bigger than that.
Hey, Shaz, how are you?
Good. Well, I'm definitely going to upset her today because I'm Team Maddie.
Yes!
Because, come on, guys, some days you don't know what's happening with people, you know? And she might have been just having a bad day and wanted to pack in groceries.
Shaz, what a legend you are. Do you go to Aldi?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you know what? I actually don't mind if the person does it. I pack my groceries at the end of the check out.
Yeah,
if you've got five or six items, and you can keep up.
Radio high five, Shaz. Thank you. Thanks, Del. Well, there you go. See?
The court of public opinion split.
Solves nothing again.
And swayed by Maddie and I.
Love it or loathe it up next, Jade.
Yes, and I want to get your thoughts on eating other people's chocolates.
No, good.
Oh.
Yeah,
after this.
All right, we'll do it after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it, loathe it.
Yeah, this is where we get each other's thoughts on the daily topics. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. This morning, guys, I want to get your thoughts on eating other people's chocolate.
3, 2, 1, go!
I say loathe it. You can't do that. Somebody else's.
Loathe it, Jade. You did this to me yesterday. Here's a stitch up on the way.
Let me tell you,
I got a box of chocolates for my birthday and I left them here stupidly. Jade wanted the white chocolate Lindt balls.
They're my favourite.
They are very nice. And there were three of them in there, right? Mm. And I like the white chocolate Lindt balls. She asked me for one. No worries, Jade. Here you go.
Very generous.
I had two left yesterday. Asked me for another one. Yep, here's the second one. And I thought, I've got one left for myself when I feel like
my favourite.
One left, my absolute favourite.
Yep.
I walk over to the box to get the white Lindt ball out. The white Lindt ball is gone.
Yes.
And only minutes prior, Jade was wandering, loitering around the back of my chair where the chocolates are. You took it.
Well, let's just hear some of the audio because you were in a little bit of a foul mood. So let's play grab one. I think you've just eaten it and not realised. Are you sure you're not crazy?
Yeah.
When have you seen me eat two of your chocolates?
I haven't had any.
Yeah.
I had two blue ones.
Yeah.
You had one white one and there was one white one left in the box.
You're excited
now
about
white
it.
Packaging's in the bin.
I've been in the room with you the entire time. How could I have taken it?
Don't lie though.
And then
I stand by that. Fair point.
It sounds totally fair.
Yeah, so then I kept the tape rolling and it continued an hour later.
Question, was the box left unattended in this room?
Provo, in the space of 10 minutes.
Oh, it's happened today. Oh, okay.
And there's one left.
Is it Jackson? No, he wouldn't touch it, would he? Who else has been in here?
Jay.
What?
That's when you were just wandering around, hovering around me. I'd missed you.
I didn't. I didn't do it. Provo didn't see me eat anything.
The friendly ghost. Come and have a white
lip
chocolate.
I stand by my point.
Well, you think that would just be it, done and dusted? No, it continued.
They were his favourites.
They're not for you. Is it so hard for you to, like, live with that somebody got me a chocolate? But you've got to take the best ones of what you want.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
That's your trick. You wouldn't swear on your dogs?
That's how you know it.
The wrapper says it all. There's the proof.
You didn't see me throw it in there.
Of course not.
No one saw me eat a second white chocolate. I think you've just gone, Mr. and eaten it and just not realised.
No.
You know what? When I hear that,
if I was an
investigator, right, I would say nobody saw me throw it in the bin. Yet you threw it. You're saying that you threw it in the bin and just nobody saw it. Nobody saw me eat another white chocolate. Well, you ate it, but no one saw it.
I will confess, I did eat it and it was delicious. Yeah.
You're just so selfish at times.
You couldn't let him have his one little gift for his birthday.
He had like eight other chocolates. I was doing you a favour.
It's his favourite one,
no,
Jay.
No, it's his favourite because I wanted
for
it.
For my birthday.
Oh.
They're all mine.
No, they're not. I'm
allowed to want what I want, all right.
It's your party. You can cry if you want to.
News time up next with Maddie. It's 7:34.
No.
Good morning, Jade. That wasn't a stitch up. You did the wrong thing.
You stitched yourself.
I'm still annoyed. You're right, and you dug yourself in. I knew it.
I'm confessing.
And I actually sat there yesterday and thought, oh my god, did I actually eat it?
You made him doubt himself.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Guys, my housemate the other day, Lizzie, we were sitting at home on the weekend and she goes, oh, have you ever watched the old TV show from the early 2000s called Rock of Love, which was an MTV dating series which starred Poison lead singer Bret Michaels? So how this worked, right, 25 mostly blonde, beautiful girls were at the mansion, and one by one he would eliminate them, very much like The Bachelor, I guess. Yeah. But this thing is like on roids.
Really?
Like instead of some, you know, cheap champagne, they're on the hard liquor fighting over Bret Michaels. It is bizarre. A lot of people are talking about this show now, though, after all of these years, because obviously with the whole situation now, you know, we need to be, I guess, so careful in, you know, saying the right things and meaning it when it comes to women in the workplace, right? So I'm so glad that such a beautiful light has shone on the issues that we all face and women face.
Mm.
But this show really disrespects women and it's pretty bad. Like, it's not good.
All right. So this is like, obviously, You mentioned it's like The Bachelor.
Yeah, but
so like, how is it different? That's the key.
Just the things that they make them do, the challenges, right?
Okay.
There's just the way they're spoken about, the way they're treated on the show. I'm going to play you some audio next.
Some examples of this.
Some examples, but I don't know how this show even existed. It's shocking. Like, in 2021, I sat there and I'm like, oh, my God, did they just do that?
It's only 15 years ago.
Only 15 years ago.
Well, I've not seen it, so I can't really comment on it. We've got an example, right?
I'll play it next. Rock of Love. Wait until you see how this show
was. Dated.
Is terrible.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, right now, I want to talk about the TV show Rock of Love. So it's trending again at the moment. This is a 15-year-old MTV reality dating show which starred Poison lead singer Bret Michaels looking for love. So basically it is what it is. It's a big mansion in LA with 15 beautiful girls. And, of course, at the end of the show, he's potentially, you know, finding love.
Yeah, so it's like The Bachelorette, but for a rock star.
Absolutely.
Bachelor for a rock star.
He turns up on this big hog motorcycle with his bandana strapped around his long golden
sexy
locks.
Sexy vest.
This is what I think the Bachelorette house is really like, though. Like, we see one thing on TV, but this is like just a true indication of 15 women fighting for a rock star, right? Here's the intro to the show. The reason I'm bringing this up because it has dated so badly. Mm. Like, the treatment of the women in this show is borderline awful. And I just wanted to talk about it because it just goes to show, right? 15 years ago, you think not that long ago, really. Look how things have changed. This is the intro to the show, Rock of Love.
Outside this Bel Air bachelor pad, 25 babes have gathered because they have two things in common. Their love for rock and roll and for one man who's made it his life.
Hi, I'm Bret Michaels. I'm the lead singer of Poison.
20 million records sold. Rock and roll was my number one love.
So here's an excuse for an aging rock star to just, you know, have adult cuddles with a whole heap of women. I just want to give you some context as well. This show ran for 3 seasons with him starring, so he never did find love.
He just wanted to gather 25 babes at a time.
What shocked me, though, was the brutal treatment of some of these women. So at the start of the show, they're all lined up, and the security guard, Big John, comes out, and Brett goes inside after he says hello, and Big John's job is to pick 5 girls out of the crowd.
Yeah.
That I think that Brett wouldn't be into. So they haven't even started the show.
And Brett hasn't even met them at all.
From their looks alone, he eliminates them. This is what happened.
All right, ladies. As you know, backstage access is not always granted. Therefore, I'm afraid to tell you, your tour ends here. Your bags are at the top of the driveway. Thank you for coming.
I think this is... We didn't even get to meet him. I feel humiliated what Big John did. I thought it was very mean. I came all the way from Chicago to come here and to be humiliated. That's what I feel like, basically.
This is ridiculous. I can't freaking believe this. I came here to get my man, and I intend to. I ain't going home.
Without even talking to them, gone.
They didn't even have a good look. It was just the security guard's eye for like what he thought.
It's a TV show, though, guys. Let's not forget that.
No, but it's
brutal.
They
know what they're signing up for.
They don't. This proves my point to end this, right? This really solidified it. Of course, like The Bachelor, there's challenges, right? Okay. Elimination challenges. This show, no different. So this, I don't even know how to put this. This challenge was an elimination challenge, and the challenge was phone sex. So basically, Brett was in another room, and the girls had to go on the phone, right, and pretend that he was on the tour bus, and they had to talk dirty to him. They brought a doctor into the show with this big, old-looking computer, not a real doctor, by the way, that measures, let's just say, how excited Brett gets after each call.
Like with his blood flow somehow.
Here we go.
So we're all ready in our sexy lingerie, and Big John calls us down, and I'm ready. Bring it.
Hello, ladies. Everyone's seated. Everyone's sitting down. We're going to talk about talking dirty to me. I spend a lot of time out on the road, and in order to have a significant other and make it work, you have to have a great back and forth on the phone. We're not going to be able to see each other, so you're going to have to use your imagination. So just give me everything you got. The 3 girls that talk to me the most imaginative, those are the 3 we're going to go on a date tomorrow. I'm going to turn this over to the good doctor.
Okay, ladies, this is the plethysmograph. We're going to use this device. It will measure the blood flow, the cavernosal artery.
Here's how the challenge works. I am hooked up to what is called the plethysmograph, this thing that actually measures blood flow. I won't be able to tell exactly who I'm talking to, but that's what made this great.
What is this show?
It's hilarious. It's funny. It's a bit sleazy, but the girls are laughing. Like, they don't have to participate.
He also tongue kisses every single one of them. It's disgusting.
It feels like satire, but it's a real show.
I just think it's hilarious. I just genuinely think it's funny.
You'd want to go on that show, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know what? If I was a single girl and...
I
do like Alice Cooper.
If he was ever doing a Rock of Love version 2, Jade's there.
I'd say, see you, Benny, pack my whip, let's go.
Shocking pack my whip?
Yeah.
You know what? If you just want a bit of cultural shock, just watch it. Like, if you're at home, just put it on YouTube. The whole seasons are there. And it's just a shocking laugh, really. It's terrible.
Amazing.
Our birthday lotto is up next, though, worth $400 today.
Yeah, so this is where we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you call the show on 13 1009. You spin the birthday balls, and you could walk away $400 richer. We are looking for the month of
November.
Okay. 13 1009. If you want to play, $400 right now with birthday lotto.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
birthday. Lotto.
And guys, we have $400 to give away right now with our birthday lotto. We're looking for someone who was born in the month of November to spin our birthday balls.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to meet Debbie, our contestant. She works at Cash Converters and is hopefully going away for the long weekend. Obviously, that's going to depend on the weather, though. And you'd put the birthday lotto cash towards little holiday, little getaway, and reckon she wouldn't mind going on a TV show like Rock and Roll.
Oh, Debbie.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
You like a rocker, Debbie?
I'll have a go.
Oh, nice.
I think
you
go.
Who would you want to, like, what rock star would you go into the Rock of Love for?
No, I haven't really thought about it.
Just
Bon
Jovi.
Why do they always have to be the old leather handbag rock stars?
Well, the stars that are here now aren't really rockers. You know, the Biebs, the Shawn Mendes, they're all pretty boys, you know?
I'll go to the Pop of Love. That's fine. That's great.
Hey, well, look, who knows? They might revive it with all this interest that's back
in
the show.
I don't think so. Let's spin these balls for you, Debbie. All here right. We go. $400 up for grabs.
Fingers crossed.
All right, Debbie, I have pulled out the 18th of November.
No, the 11th.
Only a week off.
Damn.
Thanks, Debbie. Yeah, enjoy your day. Thanks for playing. Back before 9 o'clock worth $400 today. News time with Maddie up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Love makes the
world go. I know this might be unpopular, but when everyone says, you know, but J.R. Tolkien books?
Yeah.
In high school, I hated those.
Not for you.
Not for me.
Different strokes.
A lot of book readers out there.
I don't care.
A lot of bookworms. They're going to hit you with the spine of their books.
What is this? The No-Gos.
New FM. What makes the world
go? Yesterday, guys, I was talking to my mechanic and turns out his name is Jackson. And I said, producer Jackson walked into the room when I was on the phone to him at the same time here at work. I said, oh, you're not going to believe this, Jackson, mechanic Jackson, but producer Jackson just walked in. And I said, oh, do you meet many Jacksons? I said, because it's very rare. I don't think I've ever known more than one Jackson at a time.
So everyone that Jade meets, like strangers, you know, whether they're at a shop or just somebody on the street, if they share a name with somebody that she's encountered with the same name across her entire life, she'll quote it.
It's a five-minute chat. If you get a name coincidence happening with Jade...
I went to kindergarten with a guy called John.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe it? Wow.
Anyway, I said to him, you know, it's very, I've never met two Jacksons at the same time before. And he said, well, you're not going to believe this, but I actually had four mates in Sydney when I lived there and they were all Jacksons. I said, get out, five Jacksons all at the same time. So we thought on 131009, how many Jacksons can we get calling our show?
Jackson, do you think the name Jackson is common? Do you know a few?
100% common. I dated a Jackson. I broke up with them because it was awkward.
Really?
I had never met a Jackson before you, producer Jackson.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, wow. I see them all the time.
All right, 131009. How many Jacksons can call the show? I don't even know if we'll get any, to be honest. I feel like it's more unusual than you guys think.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's as common either.
Jackson, look, it's not as common as Matt or Mark, but it's all Jade. It's common. Yeah. I think it's common. If you're called Jackson, call the show now. Nothing yet.
Just saying. #justsaying.
You might be the only two Jacksons in the Hunter.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
131009. We want to know how many Jacksons can we get on the phone? Because there's an argument here amongst the team that Jackson isn't really a common name. I think it is. Let's see what we can do.
My name is Karen.
Yeah, this is all because my mechanic is called Jackson, and he told me that he had four mates called Jackson when he lived in Sydney. I thought, get out of town. Like, that's pretty incredible. Because I said, other than producer Jackson and you, mechanic Jackson, I've never met another Jackson.
Neither have I. I think it's a rare name.
Straight from the horse's mouth himself. Because, you know, he's lived with this name his entire life. Jackson, fairly common.
All the time I get encounters with other Jacksons.
I think that's just like when you see a pink car and you go, oh, I haven't seen a pink car in a while. And then you see 10.
Because your eyes are open to it.
Maybe, or it's just a law of attraction. You just attract those, all the Jacksons to you.
Well, look, apparently not a lot of Jacksons listen to the show because we only have a Tabitha. Hey, Tabitha.
Hi.
Hi. How many Jacksons do you know?
I actually, at one point, had two brother-in-laws, both named Jackson.
Wow.
See? There
and
you
that
go.
That is a coincidence.
And that would
quite
be
unbelievable.
Confusing at Christmas. You'd be like, oh, what's Jackson up to now? Oh, which one?
Yeah, well, it got to a point where we ended up having to call one Jax and one Jackson.
Did you like one Jackson over the other, Tabitha?
Yeah, I do, but that's a whole other story.
So are they both still in the family?
No, one's gone, thank God.
Oh, is that the one that you didn't like as much?
Yeah.
Oh, judging by the thank God, I'm thinking that's the vibe that's going on.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for your call, Tabitha.
Wow, see?
They are common. Out there.
They're common. Out there, but not as common as you think.
Jackson, the phones have been ringing, but they keep hanging up. Are there any other Jacksons out there?
No, it's just a lady looking for a cab.
Oh!
For a cat?
A cab.
It's 1-13-10-08.
Is the taxi number.
I feel like we say that line
every
day.
I actually have a really good song to remember the cab number. Do you want me to tell you?
Okay.
All right.
Is it quick?
It's really quick. Okay, so if you ever need to remember a cab number, it's called 131-008. 131-008. Black and white cabs. Get it straight. 131-008.
That didn't help me at all.
Yeah, and also, it's the tune.
Black and white cabs aren't in Newcastle, Doc.
Also.
Yeah, but it still works.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Sure. We are playing What's My Age Again next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. Based on your voice alone, you try and fool us and we try and guess your age. Of course, the closest without going over gets a point on our leaderboard.
Leaderboard check, please.
Cromatty, you're in the lead at the moment.
Still.
Yes.
Still winning.
You're in 10. Crevo, 8. And myself, 7. So it's still fairly close.
All right. 13-10-09. We need a couple of players for this. You try and fool us with your voice. Maybe you sound older. Maybe you sound younger. And we have this. It's a very intense competition.
Yeah.
Runs all year. Play with us next. What's my age again?
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, this is our little friendly competition around the team. Gets very competitive, though, throughout the year. Essentially, we compete to see if we can guess your age closest without going over.
Yeah.
Just by asking a couple of lifestyle questions and listening to the tones of your voice.
Currently, Maddie, you're first, then Crevo, then myself.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
We'll see how we go today.
All right. First up today is Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Going well, thank you. Let's kick it off. Question number one for you, Joe. Have you ever owned a desktop computer at home?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What is your favourite packet of chips to buy at a servo?
The Red Rock Sea Salt.
Ooh, they're quite fancy, aren't they? All right, Jade, you guess first.
Oh, I think you're 36.
37, Crevo.
I think you are 38.
Closest without going over. How old are you, Joe?
Well, thank you all very much. I'm 58.
Crevo.
Yeah.
Crevo gets it.
Good job, get in there. Joe. Thanks, Joe.
You fooled us.
All right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We are now going to Brett's. Good morning.
Good morning to you all.
Hello, Brett. All right, your first question. Do you have any nieces and nephews?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
Had to think there for a second. Yeah. Like,
unusually long time. All right. Next question.
Yeah, I just had to think how many I had.
All right. In case that was a follow-up. When you travel, are you someone who packs a lot, or do you just do like carry-on in a little bag?
No, I pack a lot.
Okay. Maddie, you guess first.
Okay. I think you are 46, Brett.
Jeepers. I'm going to go with 38.
I think you're 40.
Close without going over. How old are you?
44.
Oh!
Primo! Another one. Yes!
Oh, why am I celebrating?
Closing the gap.
This is disappointing. Good.
Thanks, Brett. There you go. Crevo, you...
Oh, you guys are on tie now. Crevo,
wow.
You just...
Yes.
That's the first.
You're on 10 each. I'm on 7. But cool.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo and Styx Brewery raising money together for flood relief. You can buy and enjoy responsibly the Novos Flood Relief Beer. Just head over to styxbrewery.com.au now.
Yeah, we are so excited because this week we are launching the Novos Flood Relief Beer with Styx Brewery at Carrington. We're so excited because 100% of the profits are going to the flood relief. This is huge, guys. It's $70 for a carton. It's going to be a delicious pale ale.
And ginger beer as well. We're
and
doing
ginger
a ginger beer. Yeah.
Up for grabs as well. There's only a limited amount of cases.
90 cases.
You want to get in and buy this beer. And, you know, Anna Lee and the team there have done an incredible job. And they honestly are giving every cent to the flood relief. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, we've got not only one beer named after us, but another beer as well in the ginger beer.
Absolutely.
Two so beers is better exciting. Than one.
Yeah, it is. So we'll let you know once it goes live on their website. But, you know, just keep it in the back of your mind and put that money aside.
Yeah, the beer is very good.
Yeah,
it sticks
excellent.
To a really good
We're actually going to go there today and do a live stream, actually. So you can head on to our Facebook a bit later on, get the notification when we're there. And you can get some information on how the beer's made and where we're at. So it's really good.
Too, yeah.
Hey, cool. Guys, 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yo.
With Sia.
Sia, yeah, I know, Sia. Right? She's disappeared after she did that movie.
Yeah.
For that backlash. Her manager, did you see her ex-manager spoke out about it?
No.
Saying that she'll probably just cry and recluse for the next couple of years.
Wait, what movie was it?
I forget what it was called, Music or something like that?
It was about a girl who had autism, and I'm not sure, but they copped backlash because Maddie from Dance Mums, a really good dancer, was playing the autistic girl in the movie, and people got upset that she didn't choose somebody who actually had autism to play the role.
Yeah, there's actually no autistic actors in the whole movie.
Which seems a bit, I don't know, it's a bit tone deaf.
So, yeah, people sort of got a bit up in arms. I haven't watched it. I don't know if it's good or not.
It was actually quite good, to be honest. I will say that. Taylor Swift is in there.
I love her.
And for my man Crevo,
thank you.
I know you'll like this.
Heat waves.
Still loving it. Yep.
Really? Yep. Hey, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music playing after 9 o'clock. Guys, I have to tell you about something next. It's a massive public service announcement. If you own houseplants at home and you continually kill them, I have the perfect remedy for you. I'll tell you in minutes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, I have an absolute godsend to tell you about now. And it's going to help all you people out there that keep killing your houseplants.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Because, you know, not all of us have kids and are settled, and the maximum amount of commitment some of us are willing to put in is buying a houseplant. And I, for one, have had maybe 3 in the last 18 months, all dead.
Yeah.
Houseplants is huge these days.
I was telling you about what to do, but you didn't listen.
I don't know what I do wrong. I really don't. Maybe it was because it was in a dark room and I never opened my blinds.
Well, that's probably a big part of it.
No. Well, yeah, as I said, disappointing. Houseplants are expensive as well. So when they die, it's just such a waste of money and a disappointment. I was in bed the other night scrolling through Instagram, right, and this video popped up about this app for houseplant users. Obviously, the algorithms had recognized that I've been searching houseplants on
and
the
what
internet.
To do. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I need to tell you about this app, right? It's called Picture This. So basically, right, you open up the app, you take a picture of your plant, and instantly, within 10 seconds, it will tell you, one, if it's toxic for humans, animals, or both.
Oh, wow.
It'll identify what type of plant it is, and it'll also tell you if it needs water or oxygen.
That's quite unbelievable. Just from a photo, how is it doing that?
So does it register, like, is it ads or do you have to pay for it?
So there are in-app purchases which I haven't gotten yet. But if you really want to go deep into it, yeah, that you can, like, right. There are in-app purchases. But it's so good because just by the picture alone, it'll tell you how much water it needs, how long you should put it outside for. I have the air conditioner on a lot at home, so it's probably not getting a lot of fresh air.
Yeah.
But I just think that's a modern marvel.
That's kind of amazing. Just from a photo, it can give you all that information. Is it for every kind of plant, or is it just like a few, like your basic ferns and stuff?
Well, the app can identify over 10,000 kinds of plants with 98% accuracy thanks to its AI-backed engine.
I feel better about buying you a plant now as a housewarming gift because, to be honest, I didn't want to give you one because I knew you'd kill it.
See, you knew. How could you possibly know?
Because
he's killed one time.
No, he's killed three, and I even gave him one which was unkillable. It was a succulent which just sat in water.
Oh, in the jar?
Yeah.
I threw that out.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry. It was rancid.
It wasn't.
Jade, I hate those succulents in the jar.
Stop
the water turns
things
green
off me
and
just
brown.
Just throw it away.
See, that app is going to kill it because I've just read the first ever Australian indoor plant report. And they're saying 40% of people struggle to know when to water their indoor plants.
Absolutely.
That's almost half and not knowing what to do.
And also how much to water. Like, you can overwater plants, I discovered. I think, oh, have a big old drink. Here's a litre of water.
And then it all pours out on the floor.
Absolutely.
You have to wipe it up.
We've really lost our roots, haven't we?
No,
you know?
This is the future. No, screw flying cars. We have apps that can tell us when our plants need
watering.
Yeah, but
we should know instinctively. That's what I'm saying is that, you know, if we were living in the wild, like, you know, how we're like fielding as farmers and stuff, we know all this. We've let it all go.
All right, poison ivy, go out and rub your toes into the grass.
Well, I'm just saying. It's a fact, really, isn't it?
It's a fact, is it?
It's, okay. Yeah.
Listen to you. As if you have never killed a plant, Jade, with your the extra amount of love that you show them. I love you.
I'm killing him with love. Is that what you're saying?
Jade actually, like, every plant is a him or her. Like, when I was over at your house, you're like, he loves this little spot in the garden, or she loves having extra water in the morning.
Yeah, it's good to talk to your plants. It helps them thrive.
Do you know what is also...
Maybe you need to talk to them more, Maddie. Does it say that on the app?
I don't talk to the plants, no.
Yeah, well, you know what? A scientist wrote that, and they're not into, you know, opening up their hearts.
Well, what I like about this app as well, it's kind of like a social network. So there's literally, like, thousands of plant experts online. So if the app doesn't give you the information that you think is right or you want, you can send a picture and the information directly.
I'm really happy for you. I'm excited because
you're just jealous because you didn't think of this.
No, I'm not jealous. I'm actually genuinely happy for you and that you've brought this all to our attention because it's just great to see you used to give us a bit of stick for being old, and look, you're just following in our footsteps. The plant life has begun.
No, very different.
No, it's not.
Still quite
you
old
stay in
baggy.
Denial. Birthday lotto coming up. $400 up for grabs. What month are we looking for?
All right. It is coming up now. Just a moment. It's come up as April.
Okay, so if you were born in April, 13/10/09, you want to be the first through to spin our birthday balls to walk away with the cash.
Are you finished? Hey, Jackson, are you there? You've recently gotten some house plans as well. You're a hip young fella. Would this app help you?
Do you know what? I've seen the like availability of the app. I'm doing quite well on my own though.
Yeah,
I get the
that,
old
Maddie.
Knuckle into the dirt. No need for water
I don't
just yet.
Know what I'm doing?
Natural fertilizers.
Oh, I need an app to tell me.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
We have $400 to give away right now with our birthday lotto. If you're born in April 13, 1009, we have our lucky caller on the phone right now to spin it away.
It's time to meet Greg. He's taking it easy, trying to think of some ways to make some cash in between jobs at the moment. Would love to learn to fly a helicopter. Mm. That would be a cool job. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Yeah, good, thanks.
Good morning.
Morning.
I love that you're out there hustling, thinking of any ways to make money. You go, you know what? Yep. Why not just win birthday lotto?
Oh, beautiful. Would be nice.
All right.
You know what? That will help me birthday to celebrate even more. When's... I'll buy that beer and that ginger beer. And
oh, good.
Yeah.
Straight to flood relief. Well, yeah, when's your birthday, Greg?
Oh, don't say
that. Don't tell us.
It's in April.
Yeah, exactly.
I really walked into that, didn't I?
Yeah, I
was asleep. Put your foot in it. Never mind.
It's knockoff time. Maddie's worked 2 minutes over today. He's spent.
Go home and rest.
Wow, that's rich, Jade. Real rich.
Here we go. All right. So I've pulled out the 18th of April.
Four off.
Never mind.
Sorry, Greg. Thanks, man.
Bye, Nate.
Enjoy. Back tomorrow with $425, guys. That is us done. We're off to the brewery today, Sixth Brewery, to check out the facilities where the Novo's Flood Relief beer is getting produced, which is great. Mm-hmm.
It's been as we speak.
Yeah, once it's live on the website to be bought, and 100% of the proceeds are going directly to the Flood Relief, so it's good.
Good stuff, guys. 105 commercial free is kicking off next with Jackson. Hello.
Yo.
Rita
Ora.
She is living her best life down under. She's loving Sydney.
Yeah, you know why? She doesn't have to pay fines for having parties and avoiding COVID restrictions.
She was big into that, wasn't she?
So many celebs here. It's insane.
A lot of celebs. And do you know where they all eat? They all eat at the little restaurant at the bottom of the Park Hyatt.
Really?
Across from the Opera House. So if you want to see any celebs, I've seen, what's her name?
Natalie Portman.
Jane Krasowski.
Should I know who that is?
Oh, the 30 Rock? Is that her name? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yes. Did you really? Yes. Jenna from 30 Rock?
Yes, with Randy Jackson.
No way.
What? I was taking photos at the front of the Opera House. They were sitting having a little dinner.
So they were filming this show down here, which is airing on Fox at the moment over in the States. So that's why they're on a show together. Yeah.
That's cool.
How good. Sagala's in there as well. And someone I'm surprised hasn't escaped to Australia for COVID. Pink.
If anyone would, you'd think it'd be Pink.
Well, she always says she wants to move here.
I think she's office now for some reason. Mm. She's never been back.
Well, it's all the comments about how we think she's going to move here. She's like, too much.
Fooling them. She just wants to sell out arenas. That's all.
She's in it for the money, you think, Jade?
Yeah.
She's not that big over in the States.
Yeah, she's very small over there.
Well, not small, but, you know.
Not as big as
not
here.
Not as big as here. Like, we loved her. Like, I think she sold out, in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane, like, 6 days straight in every
stadium. She held
the
record for most tickets sold here, I think. Now Ed Sheeran took that off her.
I always thought Pink was overrated until this. This is a bit of a bop, to be honest.
I love it. I'm obsessed. All right, it's coming up next. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.